It's always a special time when we have a baptism. This one I have really been looking forward to because it is special because it just shows how great God is and how He is always working and how He, my grandfather used to have a saying. He said, "The wheels of God grind exceedingly slow, but they grind exceedingly fine." So in other words, when it's done right. And we're going to baptize someone here who has actually been coming to this church longer than anyone else in this building. They've been coming to church for 27 years here. Now I'm going to kind of give you the story of how all that progressed from a couple of people reaching out to his salvation about two months ago. And so I'm just going to ask Mark to come on down here, and we're going to baptize him. I know many of you have been a part of God touching his heart and have prayed for and reached out for him for many years. But Mark, we're going to talk about that a little bit later, but right now you had something that you wanted to say, so I'm just going to give you the mic here.
I'm going to try to get through this without breaking up. Raised by a Marine that owned his own business. My mother was his secretary for 30 years. She had patience of Job. And sometimes when he would take us to the tool shed, Mom would slow him down. And lots of times it saved the rod. But he always had the same thing to say to her. "Gene, you've got patience of Job when it comes to those boys." They knew one day I'd be standing right here. And to Eastwood and my family, thanks for having patience. My Sunday school class, thanks for never giving up. And I'm young. I've been here a long time, but I'm young. I'm not old, like Bill says. But your family, and you've always been family. And I know I'm leaving something out, but I'm ready for my life with Jesus Christ.
Well, that says about all. The, you know, I know this is a serious time. The part that he left out there is that when his dad would say, "Gene, you got the patience of Job," he would always think, "Well, who is Job? I'm just glad my mom knows him." And, so he's come a long way. But because you've given your heart to Christ and because he has deeply touched your heart and you have received your forgiveness of your sins and you have entered into his kingdom, we're going to celebrate that by going through this symbol of baptism today. So I'm going to baptize you. My brother in Christ, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Take a look at your family. Well, let's pray. Father, you are amazing. And we are so grateful for what you do in our hearts and for how you set us free. You wipe us clean. And you fill us with your hope, your faith, your purpose. And all of a sudden, our lives are completely different because we have been born again into your kingdom, serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Creator of the universe, who loves us so much that he doesn't just bring us in as servants, but adopts us into his family as children that he loves and has a wonderful plan for their lives. We are grateful to you, and we praise your holy name. In Christ's name, amen.